Call the roll, please, City Clerk Vaughn.
Councilmember Gooch.
Here.
Councilmember Root.
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan. Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Cummings. Councilmember Hutchings.
Here.
Mayor Schumaker.
Here. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Each member of council has received a copy of the minutes from the last business meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing none, the minutes will stand approved as written. Normally, at this time, at this point in the agenda, this item would come up, but I'm going to add it. So I rise to a point of personal privilege to add this item. I received a note from a staff member who says, "Mayor, I received this cute thank you note in the mail. Would you please recognize this family at the council meeting?" And this is a card, it's just a thank you card from a family, but there's a note here at the top in purple ink. "Thank you so much for the fireworks and the band. It was so fun. I loved it. Love, Peyton." And beneath that, "Thank you so much for the wonderful fireworks. I love them. They were beautiful." And then a note, obviously, from Mom. "Thank you. Love, Greg, Betsy, McKenna, and Peyton Hill." It was just a very nice note to get for our Celebrate Simpsonville for Independence Day. And so I thank the staff member for passing that along and wanted to recognize that family and council. At this time, it's time for citizen comments. We have one person who has signed up to make a comment this evening. I will remind that person that if you would please come forward to the podium at the microphone there. I remind you that comments are limited to 3 minutes. This is time for you to speak to council, but as it is a business meeting, we don't typically engage in back and forth conversation with you. But if you would state your name and address for the record, please.
Jim Baker, 48 Recess Way, Simpsonville.
Go ahead, Mr. Baker.
Okay, I have three things. First, I saw in the newspaper you're going to vote for Juneteenth Day as a holiday. I don't believe in that. That's all. Second, garbage. I do a lot of walking in the city, and I just can't believe the city keeps garbage laying on the streets. One main concern is Garrison Road up towards the grade school, and then when I turn left and go down Stokes up towards Food Lane, right past the houses, that's like a garbage pit. And the reason you can't see anything like that is because all the growth of the ground cover covers it up. But there's so much garbage there, and sometimes I wonder if Simpsonville's having a new garbage area to dump garbage. And the last is reflective painting on the roads. I've been down here for 6 years, and anytime I see somebody put reflective paint on the roadways is when they build a new road. And I think for council people, a lot of senior citizens in here, they like to see the road at night sometimes, and when there's no painting on the roads, it's very difficult to see. So that's it.
Thank you, Mr. Mason.
Just thought I'd bring that to attention.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, next is our business agenda, and starting with 6A, second reading of ordinance number 2022-03, appointments, terms of office, and responsibilities. Administrator Gracely, will you summarize for us, please?
Yes, thank you, Mayor and Council. As you recall, we've had a committee of the whole discussion regarding these changes, as well as first reading. Nothing has changed since first reading. This ordinance essentially is to accomplish two things. One is to change the way you do appointments, specifically with the city clerk and the city treasurer, so that they take their oath and are appointed at the time of their hire, and they maintain that throughout their employment with the city. The other is to, with the appointment of the city attorney, so that he serves at the will of council without a specified term, like we've done in the past. And then it also changes the city attorney's required attendance at all of the council meetings, so we can just call him when we need him here for legal advice.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Councilmember Hutchings.
Mayor and council, I make a motion to approve on second reading ordinance 2022-03, appointments, terms of office, and responsibilities.
I have a motion from Councilmember Hutchings with a second from Councilmember Roche. Discussion? Councilmember Root.
I remember, I can't remember, sorry, if this is, we agree every year on his contract, or if it was, what kind of contract did we sign with him for retainer?
So there is no contract. We agreed on hourly rates for his firm's services. So essentially, Daniel Hughes of Duggan & Hughes is the city attorney. He would make appearances at the council meetings. His associate would handle municipal court and trying cases for jury trials, because his rate is lower than the city attorney. But we agreed on those hourly rates, and they bill us monthly. And he would just serve at council's pleasure until council would want to make a change.
I couldn't remember if we signed into a contract, or it's just strictly retainer. Okay.
No.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Okay, on the motion to approve on second reading ordinance number 2022-03, appointments, terms of office, and responsibilities, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is item 6B, establish new holiday for city staff, Juneteenth. Councilmember Roche, will you summarize, please?
I will summarize by reading the memo that I sent with the agenda item. Whereas Juneteenth has been recognized as a federal holiday, it's my belief that Simpsonville should also make it a recognized holiday that follows our city, that allows our city offices to be closed and our city employees to be given time off to celebrate the historical emancipation of our enslaved citizens. I ask that a vote be taken at our next meeting, which would be this meeting. And if the motion is passed, the city administrator be directed to add the holiday to our employee handbook and its benefits package.
Thank you. Motion is in order. Councilmember Roche.
Mayor, I move that council approve on second reading the establishment of new holiday for city staff, Juneteenth.
Point of order. It doesn't require first and second reading. It's just a straight motion, so if you don't mind, we can amend.
Okay, let me amend. Mayor, I move that council approve the establishment of new holiday for city staff, Juneteenth.
I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Councilmember Roche with a second by Councilmember Hutchings. Discussion? Councilmember Hutchings.
I just want to ask one question. This is the first reading of this, right? No, this is the second, okay.
No, well, it's not an ordinance, so it doesn't require first or second. This vote would be a final vote.
Okay. Also, have we looked at the possibilities of this being a floating holiday versus a designated holiday? Is that something that would be a possibility?
So the cost to establish a new holiday would be the same, regardless of whether it's a floating holiday or a different holiday or this holiday. So it's really up to council as to how you want to handle that. It doesn't increase or decrease the cost for adding that to our employee benefits package.
And I believe at the last discussion, the mayor summarized some of the cost to the city of establishing this holiday. Did that take into consideration the cost savings of not being open that day?
There's not really a significant cost savings, just because, you know, we leave the climate control on the weekends. I mean, the lights are out, and we do adjust the temperature some, but I don't think there's a significant enough savings being closed to counterbalance the cost of the holiday itself, it probably doesn't make that much of an impact.
Councilmember Roche?
I wasn't here, but I listened to the MP3. If memory serves, Simpsonville acknowledges 11 holidays right now.
Correct.
Are Malden 12 and Fountain Inn 13?
Malden 12, Fountain Inn 15.
15.
On election years, 14 during non-election years.
Okay, thank you.
Other council members? All right, I have some comments that I would like to make. Just to add to what you said, the state offers 13 holidays, so we are at 11, not competitive with our neighboring cities or with state employees, and I don't believe are really competitive with business and industry. So it is a benefit. Adding a holiday would be a benefit that would be, I think, helpful in retention and recruiting. Just to say again what was covered in the committee of the whole, the cost would be $27,717 annually. I also want to point out that this holiday was just recognized last year by the federal government. It was originally proposed by Donald Trump. When it went through Congress, it passed nearly unanimously. There was some token Republican pushback in the House. I think 12 members of the House voted no, but passed unanimously in the Senate and was signed into law last year by President Biden. I do have questions, though, and I think the only way to go at this is just to go straight at it. I am concerned that I have no opposition to adding a paid holiday. In fact, I'm in favor of adding a paid holiday just for the reasons I mentioned a minute ago. Where my concern lies is that what we don't know is what our employees would prefer. And I'm most concerned about our African-American employees. I think the only way to find out is to ask them. And if we vote up or down on it this evening, I think that doesn't necessarily close the book on it, but I'm not really sure we have enough information available to make a good decision tonight of what they would prefer. Maybe they would prefer to have a four-day weekend at the 4th of July, or add another holiday to Christmas, or add a floating holiday that they could take at various times during the year. I think we need to find out some of those answers before we proceed. And I will point out that the next Juneteenth is 10 months away. So there's no rush to make a decision tonight. I guess my question would be, is I would ask Councilmember Roche if she'd be willing to postpone date certain to the next business meeting of Simpsonville City Council while we could get a couple of answers on that question. That's where my head is at. If we go to a straight up and down vote on this, I'm in favor. So that concludes my comments. Any other discussion? All right. Councilmember?
I just want to echo that. I think I very much agree with you. I'd like to get more input from the employees to see what they really want, as opposed to just simply imposing. Imposing is a strong word. Simply selecting a day and saying, this is what we're going to do. I'd like to know what the employees think and what they're doing. They're the ones that really are affected by this. They say they'd like this day. Talk about that. I'd like a little more information on the employees in this spot. How would you go about doing that if we take that approach? I'm sorry, that's from Ms. Gress there. I'm sorry.
So our city clerk would be able to poll employees. She can put a message on payroll and ask for input back to her. That's the easiest way to communicate with them, because they all get a direct deposit statement, and she can put some information on that. She also has the ability to send an email out to everyone to ask if that might be the easier way, but we'll let her decide the best way to gather information from staff.
So we'd be able to poll them if they wanted a fixed day or a floating day or something that's entirely
Yes, I think we can do that certainly before the next business meeting. That gives us a month to get information back to you.
Okay, thank you.
Councilmember Hutchings?
I would like to reiterate what the mayor said about delaying this vote. I think I would like to get more information from the city employees, also more feedback from the citizens. I haven't gotten really much feedback so far either way. And we have some key council members too that are not here tonight that I would like to hear from as well. So my wish would be that we do delay this vote until we have a full council and at least a couple more council members here. And get some input from the city and possibly from the residents as well.
Councilmember Lusche?
I've never met an employee that said no to a holiday. I don't think we're going to be pushed back about giving them the holiday. This that I brought to the agenda acknowledges Juneteenth for the uniqueness of the holiday and everything that it means. I didn't mean for it to turn into, well, if we're going to give them a holiday, let's talk about which holiday, or let them pick a holiday they'd rather have. Then we just blow right by the significance of celebrating that emancipation, which we've never done, and it should have been done a long time ago, in my opinion. I'd like to keep it as is, and if you're for it, then we acknowledge it as a city and we establish the holiday. If you want to talk about a different holiday, then that can come up on the agenda again, but I don't see a reason to drag it out based on those two issues.
Members of council. I think on the basis of what other council members have commented, I'm going to move that we postpone this agenda item to the business meeting of September the 13th.
Second.
So there's a motion from the mayor and a second from Councilmember Gooch. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Point of order. The motion is still on the floor for the first motion.
So a motion to postpone is a sub-motion of that. So you don't have to, we're not killing that motion. All we're doing is postponing decision on it. It will come back to the agenda on the 13th if we vote in favor.
Is that proper procedure?
Yes, I believe it is.
So, on the motion to postpone, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying no.
No.
So we have one no from Councilmember Roche. That concludes all of our business items this evening. Anything else from any other council members?
I have a quick comment. If we did get citizen comment on this, as Councilmember Hutchins requested, how long kind of would that take to gather that data if we went outside employees and ask citizens what they think about this?
Well, I think the motion was to just postpone to the next business meeting, so we would have to have all that information back for the next business meeting in order to be compliant with the motion that was made and passed.
Do we have things in place that gets data back within 2 weeks from citizens?
Right now, you know, the opportunity they have to comment would be through our website or phone calls to our community relations specialist or to me or to the clerk. And we can record that input, but I mean, there's not a specific survey link that we can direct anybody to.
There's no further items from council. Meeting stands adjourned.